express my gratitude. Do you need to start over?
No.
And I would like to express my gratitude for being allowed to present to you the approach of the International Committee of the Red Cross on risk awareness and safer behaviour in contexts where IEDs poses a humanitarian challenge. In the past, a great part of the emphasis and focus of risk awareness activities was given to the communication aspects of projects. To put it bluntly, often communities were simply told that they had a problem, and little were done apart from some visual awareness materials being put on display and sometimes visits from training teams. The ICRC has recognized that a more robust focus must be given to risk assessments, context analysis, as well as how to consult with communities, government agencies, and other actors. I also echo what was mentioned by Kathleen from the GISHD, the previous speaker, on these points. The ICRC, as the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement lead on weapon contamination, has developed a strategy, guidelines and training materials to assist national societies mobilize, be trained and execute activities that can help communities increasing resilience to weapon contamination, including IEDs. How we do it? The contamination of communities with explosive hazards is a cross-cutting issue requiring a holistic and transversal response. Rooted in prevention, protection, as well as assistance, WEC, the weapon contamination programs, are tailored to reach each context, using data to inform and develop an effective response. Prior to the occurrence of a weapon-related incident, the focus is to assess and enhance the resilience of a community and to assist in capacity development of national structures to mitigate the risk. This approach centers around populations whose lives are touched by the presence of weapon contamination, such as IEDs. The facilitation of safer behavior is possible due to the multidisciplinary competences within the ICRC and the movement, allowing to the provision of real alternatives to engage in risk-taking behavior. The multidisciplinary approach continues after any weapon-related incident may occur, aiming to support the casualty to transition from victim to survivor, facilitating access to emergency and continuing medical care, physical rehabilitation, psychosocial support, and livelihood support. Being a part of the movement is a great advantage to the ICRC. In many contexts affected by armed conflict, we are together with the national societies gathering and analysing data from affected communities. The national societies, representing all parts of the population, represents the wide spectrum of age, gender, languages, dialects, culture, and religious affiliation. This gives the national societies a competitive advantage when it comes to negotiated access and acceptance within the population and the communities. This dashboard, as you can see behind me, has been collected with the cooperation of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society. And as you can see, it shows the reported number of hazardous areas based on visits to 310 communities, which started back in July 2019 and is still ongoing. So this is fresh data. The next slide shows the dashboard of the combination of location and number of casualties. The purple dots show the casualty figures and locations. They both come from data collected by the ICRC from open source and from data collected by SAARC during the needs assessment activities. The green dots that you can see on the screen here shows the location and number of risk awareness, safer behavior activities carried out by SAARC. We have recently trained and fielded a team that are ready to deploy to Raqqa. So we hope to be soon able to complement the open source data with the ones that the SAARC team will be able to collect. So please see the correlation between the two, the presence of hazardous areas, as well as the risk awareness, safer behavior activities. The basis for delivery of risk awareness and safe behavior activities should be founded on robust understanding of the context and the situation. In the movement, we sum it up as assess, analyze, and consult. Quantitative and qualitative data is key, and they should guide the evidence-based priority setting of protection and assistance activities. The sector needs to work to achieve outcomes. Outcomes that can only be achieved when we understand who is at risk, when doing what, and from what. Equipped with this information, we can help communities increase their resilience to weapon contamination, such as IEDs, through behavior change. Finally, I would like to remind all of you that explosive remnants of war is a returning source of IEDs, and that parties to the CCW should do their best and encourage others to report, as well as to support survey and clearance activities of ERW to reduce the use of such items as a source for IEDs. Thank you very much, Madam President, Madam Chair, and distinguished delegates for your attention. I would be very happy to answer questions should they arise. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor Tollefsen.